Application?
The application's been approved, then.
Approved. We got in, but it's not so simple getting into this call. Looks like we're running out of space. We have to have an admissions committee. Who care about that? So we are still deep into the sugya of Zmanim, and we will try to proceed at a proper pace. And be patient, I told you, be patient. After we finish the sugya, we're going to go much further in the parak, so be patient. We're discussing the question of Zmanim yesterday, and I started telling you that the traditional wisdom, the conventional wisdom, I called it, is that the two ways of looking at the day. We go from Alos HaShacha to Tezek HaVavim, we call it the Nobel Avram, or we go from Nates to Shkiel, call it the Golden God. It's famous as Mak Krishna, that's what it's most famous for. And the post can assume that it goes Hova HaTalia, or that the Vilna Gaon, then you have to count the hours from Alos, from Nates to Shkiel. I told you that from the very beginning, my first opening Shkiel, because Shkiel is 72 minutes, it's only called Tez Kol HaKhalam. It's irrelevant in Allah, so why should there be an end post? Whereas if you hold a Kabimatan, then the astronomical sunset is basically irrelevant, so it makes more sense the end post are Alos HaShacha and Tez HaKhalam. That's a conventional wisdom. I wanted to show that I think there's some unconventional people who are. One of them, I think, is Rashi. Rashi HaKadosh. So take a look at Rashi on the days of the days. I'm trying to prove to you that Rashi, although he's a Vilna Gaon in terms of when the day ends, not like his grandson of every time. How do I know that? People look at Rashi, Beis of the Beis. Beis of the Beis. Mishe Ha'ani. You see, it's a third narrow line. You may recall that the Gemara is discussing exactly when Zman Krishna begins. And one of them is Mishe Ha'ani. Right? Mishahani Nichas Dabba Pitla Bimelach. And what is that? Ani Nikon Khachiru. It means it says it upon. It's up Rashi, Mishahani. Ain't on there the Hatik Musudas. There's no illumination. Now, don't let the Vilna Gaon. So says the Chavim is 13 minutes, 20 minutes. It's still light outside. I made a town, which is at least 72. No light, it's pitch black. So Rashi has to be whole like the Vilna Gaon. It seems to me, based on this Rashi Mishael. On the other hand, Rashi Gimel and Aleph, the Ramaskil Uruta, another important Rashi, the Gemara goes into a discussion of the various Mishmaros, right? And the Gemara says, how you count the Mishmaros? The Gemara says, Maika Choshevs, you run around like a halal, Shanos, the Mishmaros, or it's Heicha Nothim, the Betchils, the Mishmaros, the Sofa. Uruta, Tzeisot Kachavim. So Rashi learns that the Mishmaros begin in Tzeisot Kachavim. If they begin Tzeisot Kachavim, they probably end, as Tosu said over here, the man that went into Bayis Ophel, enter Amun HaShachar. Makes sense, right? You have to. I'm assuming again, that everyone agrees with me, I'm assuming as a double portion, that Chatzos is Chatzos. It's the midpoint of the day. And I told you there are those who disagree with that too. Say Chatzos can be not the middle of the day, it can be before the sun in the middle of the sky. Again, the Pasha Pshad make a normal Sefer Pesach, I told you. So I'm making that assumption. So if it starts at Seis, it has to end at Alos. And therefore, Rat Tosa says so. Kevin Shiyad and Masa Yal and Lashachar, Kodosh Shiyad and Yisnav and Atzma, for he also is. So clearly, the Mishmaros begin in the daytime at Alos HaShachar. This gives you a better time of Mogad Avram, so is Mak Krishma. So the Rashi seems to hold like the Mogad Avram in terms of the Zmanin, even though he holds the Vilna Gaon in terms of when the day begins and ends, based on the days of the days. That's what it says, Pashup Shach. So therefore, it's a very strange thing. You count the days from Alos until Tzeis, Tzeis Kolat Ochavim, as the Vilna Gaon explains about the Tosfos. Rashi gives the same impression as well. What does it say? Rashi, Chavava Ben Aleph. Chavava Ben Aleph. Ara Erev. We're going to get to this a little later, not today, Sunday. I want to say, Tfilas HaErev, excuse me, Tfilas HaMincha Ara Erev, says Rashi Ara Erev, Ad Chashecha. Chashecha is dark. When the sun just sets, it's not dark yet. Chashecha is looking Shabbos HaFlam Adalim, means says Rachamim. So interesting. So how can it be? It's Madna. It's a little strange. It's strange. So I want to answer this to you based on the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh asked the Kasha against Rabbeinu Yonah that we saw. And it's a family he quoted from Rabbeinu Yonah and from the Tosus in Menachos Daf Chaf. I used to listen. Rabbeinu Tam is the famous Rabbeinu Tam. You know who knows? A late time. Where Rabbeinu Tam says, based on Xeris Akhazim, the Biyom Tavoso, a Dab Nisl, the Shkia Sachama, becomes of the latest moment in the back of the Korban, talk with Rabbeinu Abayim, it's good and good and it's bad. It's the first Shkia. So the first Shkia is not totally irrelevant according to Rabbeinu Tam. According to that one day it tells us, it's still relevant at a level of the Raisa. Why is it? I don't know if you saw the Tosfos. I'll read you the critical language of that Tosfos. Very critical language. And this, my Rebbe used to talk about the Tosfos all the time. I'll give you a couple of places. I'll read from Menachos Daf Chaf Beis. That's the most important. I actually see part of the Tosfos, not the whole thing. It's a little bit long. But the critical line reads as follows. Tosfos says, Rabbi Natan was his famous teacher. You know Rabbi Natan's sheep. Watch this. Therefore, Shkia Sakama here, by Dam, Schila Shkira. Schila Shkira. Dam Nisal Shkia Sakama. Yom Akriva was Zivcho. Yom Shatta Zavech Atamaka. Even so, Shkia Kama Lovely Krop, Shita the Nisal Balayla, Yochel Azoka to Sib Yom Savoso. So it should be clear. It's a special there as a cause. Frank Toys was, how do we know it? It's based on Yom. It's still Yom for another 58 minutes at least. Zog Toys was over here. The wide lines of the same Tosfos. We do the words as follows. Yesh loma, del olam afnei shabi b'tchina shkia b'yom. Dim eino inyan l'sof shkia, den afnei b'yom tzadoso. Tnei when in the tchina shkia. Even the tchina shkia is officially day, all intents and purposes, except for this. So my Rebbe said that even Rabbi Natan, with all his hanim, has to concede that to some extent, when the sun goes beneath the horizon, with an extra jeres hakosu, it's this life of Yom. Yesh mevarshin. Men haTorah and the Nifsal says Gachon. Rabbanan men haChokah pasulu mitchila shkia. That midu the ram b'makom kores in derech b'chokah. They choose reason the ma'alav because they were assuming that based on the second pesukah that we saw that the day ends at shkia sahama. That's the pasuk of the Gemara when the sun sets the original shkia. They count the 15 mil and every that mil from Chazos until then. So it says a dinder abonim. Is a dinder rice the best in Xeris HaKosu? Was a dinder abonim? But in general, the day ends much later, namely an hour later or so at Xeris HaKosu. Frek the Shagas Aryeh. I bought the Shagas Aryeh. We announced the beautiful Shagas Aryeh. Page Kuf Chavav. You can look it up yourself. The last paragraphs on the first column. A very big kasha. The Gemara has a Chavam of the Beis, we saw yesterday, that if Plag HaMincha has a second plag, and the 12 hours over, Rabbi Huda Haini Rabbani. He's going to disprove Tarsim Rabbeinu Yonah. This is Kuf Chavav Kalam 1. He's a Simon Yud Zayin, Shaka Zayin. So the Gemara has a Kasha, Ad Bechlal Haini Rabbani. Okay, fine. For Im the Forest, Ad Erev, the Amar Rabbani. Haini Rabbani, Tchila Shkia, but it's Gochavim, and you can't have the Mark Mincha after that. And you can't be the Korban after that. As Rabbeinu Yonah said, my Korban Rabbeinu Yonah Rabbanon. But two weeks of Benayu. The Rabbanon ain't man of Elah Tchila Shkia. Right? Uli Rabbi Yuda at Tesa Gochavim. Because the second plaque ends, he's assuming that this man will go to Tesa Gochavim. No, it can be Doch. And therefore, this plaga mincha, Rabbi Yehuda, which is an hour and a quarter before the night until Erev Rabbanan, which is an hour and a fifth before the night, is these 3 minutes. So there's at least 3 minutes between. What's he saying? He's saying that l'chora, if the 12th hour ends at Erev, and Erev is says for the Chavim, It proves you can daven my mincha until tzeisach lecham. I want to tell you about saying I had a chassidish uncle, it's a chorah lebracha, Uncle Lippa, and he would make fun of you know, what are you litvax? Whatever it is, you newly people get. He said my father got ruined by the yeshiva, Lippish yeshiva. He came from chassidish shtak. He wouldn't have a mincha after shkia. We all like the Shagas Aye. Shagas Aye was the ultimate litvak, you know, the Gros time. And he's still sending a David Meyer, mincha rather, until Tzitz Kavala. I just saw, I lost a cousin. And they had the mincha schedule. They daven mincha this week at 9 o'clock. The sun sets at 8:30. But Pachasina, they daven at 8:25. They daven at 9 o'clock. They daven 35 minutes after shkia. They have a different clock. But they have a Shagas Aryeh's clock. I mean, the Surah of Enetam is right. You daven Mat Mincha all the way till Seis. Not till the Shkia Shniya, till Seis. That's why it's called the Shagas Aryeh. Whatever, maybe. So, at first glance, you see that Rabbi Dadi is right against Rabbi Naomi and Tosin and others. That this man Mincha, which is common, you know, the Zrika Sadan, is until the end of the 12th hour, which is Tzitzit Chavim in his calculation. So then he's dope for the right. No. The good Rabbana means they both caught off early because it's cut off when the sun sets beneath the horizon. So when the sun sets beneath the horizon, that is in fact a long time before Tzitzit Chavim, but okay, it's Xeris HaKasim. Xeris HaKasim is that it ends for both of them at the exact same time, namely Shkia Rishon. That's when it ends. Because even though the Plaga Mincha, the end of Plaga Mincha is an hour later, doesn't matter. It's the set cutoff. The cutoff is at Shkia Satchila Shkia. But if is the first Plaga Mincha, then he ends 3 minutes before. Take a look at column 1 on page Kuflava, you'll see in the Sefer Shagas Aryeh, Sim and Yudzai. Okay, Rabosai? Look at it again to catch it. If that's the case, it comes out as follows. There has to be a time when it ends. So Rashi opened the Chumas Adeshin and the Mongan Avro until the Kagan and the Aris. Alos, until Tzeis the Rabbein Atan. Rabbein Atan, it's called the Chum, his grandson. But Lala Pidin is Tzeis the Chum of the Mongan Avro. So you see, Rashi does splits. Why does Rashi hold you can daven mincha until Ad Ha'er, which means Chashecha? Yeah. You know why? You can't be Zorah Gadam. No way. But that's because of Be'er Shemashim says, Sufik Yom, Sufik Laila, Sveika the Raisa Chumra. But Tfilah is a mincha, says the Rabbana. So Sveika the Rabbana and the Kula. This would be Shita's Rashi. So Rashi, one direction, is against the conventional wisdom. It's Chazar again. Conventional wisdom has it, if you hold like the Vilna Gaon, the early Tzitz Gachavim, you have to hold like the Vilna Gaon in terms of his Zman Kriya Shema, etc. You count the days of Neitz Tachav, Neitz Tashkiv. Rashi disagrees. He holds the early version. How do you know? Because he says that Tzitz Gachavim you can still see, right? You don't need a candle. And at the same time, it seems to be calculating the hours from in the Melad Avraham's times, before Rabbeinu Tam's time. Okay, what's the other way around? The Levush. Levush passed the Rabbeinu Tam, which is the standard of sack before the Gong and the Alter Rebbe turned the world upside down. And still, he counts the hours from Neis to Shkia, like the Vilna Gong. And how does he prove it? He proves it. Just open up to the Divri Chamudas, please. Perek Dalas and Kong Chafet, so he has to see. That's where you get a peek, a glimpse of what's going on here. A glimpse. Perek Dalas, Divri Chamudas. Okay. I know it's very long, as I know. Can't read the whole thing. Calls for the whole discussion. This is Thomas. Very important. It's picking up from about halfway through, approximately. Rashi starts. He says, "Rabbeinu Chosav Liyad Biplag Amincha Yochal LeKavu Shabbos. By the Ika Benayah B'Shir Shbiplag Amincha LeShir Shbitishka Chama Hayav Refush Beno Yud Beis Shos Ayom Eimasai Mas Chashmelu." For the Baal Truma Sadesh, שמחשו נוסע מהלוס השחר. אז יצא בחובים, לגע בעיניי על החלק מייסק נישו, 3 minutes. כפי של החשבון, או עוד על החוביל, רביעה משו, וחלק בעצם שו, 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 what does that mean? Revere Mishah is in 15 minutes. Chelik Esrin Mishah, the Dalet Chelik Esrin, explains it about Dani Yantif. Uplag HaMincha Ushah Revere, Umavuad will reveal Chamesh Chelik Esrin. Then it says, Ein Bein Eilu Bein Shurim Kiyim Chelik Esrin Shurak, Nun Dalet Chalaka Mi Tatrak, which means 3 minutes, the Shah. There's a Nira L'Rami, who's the Rami? Rami is Ramot Chayafa, wrote the Lavush. Okay? Doch hakmo, so you hefesh bin Abba and Yudah, the Kabbalah Shabbos of the toast, should be on the moon and keep sheer wood. Was that 3 minutes? 3 minutes? Alpha Pisha, Kushas, and Kusha. So Plukas Abba and Yudah, the leaves of the name in Russia, the Yinzek Cloud, and the Zmatsi, the Zmikha of the Arabs, the Eshbenayan, Koshia Plaga Mincha. Kobakol, Mashahela, the first of Plaga Mincha, the Sharabia, Kodam Shkia Sahama, Tam Shadir Benam Shael Yu Ben Shos, Mischash and Yanet Zahama Shkia, Rasatan and Yant of Karakama, Kedas Ramba, but the Rami says in Reish Sam of Zion that actually Heshbonah should be plagued on Minchat says of Chavim, Yer Ben Shos of Machsas, these old organs back and forth. So this Rami is Ramot Chayava the Bala Lavush, that's why he called the Sefer the Lavush, Ramot Chayos of the Fnei Amel, Lavush Malchus, Chayla Chukur, he has all these different names for his sword. Okay? So he holds exactly the other way around. 3 minute difference. Doesn't make any sense. So therefore, he holds it a bit of time, but he counts the plug him in for an hour and a quarter back from when? From Shkir Rishon. It's the opposite, exact opposite of Rashi. So although we have the conventional wisdom, we have great notables, Rashi on the one hand, and the Lavush on the other hand, go all that way. Fine. So presumably, we can argue like this. The Levush may hold like Rabbeinu Yonah. The Kohen the Rabbanah, the Sof's man is Shkia Sachama. That's what it sounds like the Levush Reish Man of Gimel. Right? And therefore, the Sof's man Mincha is right then. So therefore, it's the only 3 minute difference. Right? He didn't like that. So he started counting an hour and a quarter back from that same Shkia to argue about an hour and a quarter and just about 3 minutes. It's a final point before we go on. The Vilna Gaon proves in that famous small piece that he's right. Shkia Haniris, the subject Laila from the Gemara and Shabbos. At the Shimsha Beresh Dikla Akushrat, where the sun is at the top of the palm trees, make sure you light the Shabbos Tiket. That's the last of the words of the Gemara comes from the first sheet, and not a hand in base. The Ramban holds it a bit of time. He says, no! Hachoka Yisera B'Tosefes. They don't know exactly the Shia they're about. They can't figure it out. What Bekiyas? Just look for the sun. Did Bekiyas see the sun? So this may be a proof to what I told you before. You really follow the sun at sea level. The sun at sea level can only be seen at sea level. But if you're at a different level, you can't get it exactly right. That's why it was necessary to have a chumrah, to have the sun at the top of the trees. Yes, DJ?
You can't
wait
to see the level.
Talk about it.
If we calculate from sea level, how is it possible that people in the times before advanced calculation were able to
calculate? They didn't know. That's exactly right. That's exactly why I have to be machmir. The sun is at the top of the trees to make in case that maybe you're off by a little bit. That's exactly the point. That's why I have to look at the top of the top. The sun's at the top of the trees, it's about 15 minutes before the sun sets. I'm just guessing we're going to throw out a number. Light candles early because maybe that's really shkia because it's mountains and valleys have to be discounted. Can't they really? Fine. Rabosai, a little further. Please open your Ramo, if you don't mind. Ramo, Reish, Lam, and Gimel, Aleph. We can get the brass tacks. You read some of it yesterday. Some important sharat tunes. Now it's time to get to Halacha Lamaisa. Reish, Lam, and Gimel, Sif, Aleph. What does it say there? Ramo writes from Reish Lam and Gimel Sif Aleph. Look carefully. He writes as follows: "Uludinan the medinas elu shadogim the spala arvus mitlaga mincha eino the spala mincha elim achakach ubediyevet b'shasatchak yotzo in the spala mincha alayla the haino ad seisat ochov
what
Shakas Aryan. Mr. Brewer can't believe it. Lav Dali, the Dali. Eric Revia, Shaka, Tesla Govavim, the Vadavan Ashmashal Kuliyala, and the Spalabos is none. That's what the Mishnah Brewer assumes. Right? He assumes that. He quotes the, and let's go on a little bit further. He's not going to sort of say it on his own. He doesn't try to bring a proof to what he's saying. Again, he quotes the Supreme Godin. The Chenis of the Darke Moshe, Reish Lamed Beis. The author of Ramah, right? Ramah, he wrote Darke Moshe, Moshe Israel. Right? Same person. What does it say? Ramah writes the Maharil. The Maharil David closed his Hesed Bechavim because his place was like Tveri, because there were mountains to the western side, as the Magen Avraham quotes. So it was really before what we call the Shkia Shnia. And if after the Shkia Shnia, Rav Ben Atam, it's Rav Ben Ashmash, you cannot have a mincha. To Sharatzir Yidches. Over here it says as follows. Let's read a little bit further here in the Mishnah Brura Yudal. The Da. The Avshan Mechavi Rabot, Rashba Lididah, Shinot, the Spal Mar, Achat Seh Sechavim. But the Spal Mincha, Afil Achash, Yed, and some of the Seh Sechavim. Yesh Poskim Rabim Shechol Mezer. The Da, the Mishnah Tzvila, Seh Mincha, Urak, Tomen, Shkia, Sechama. Yud Ches, who's this? Tells you what it is. The Gura. The Gura, Reish Tamach Aleph. A whole different calendar. That's our calendar. That's our calendar. Okay? That's it. It goes further than that. Further than that, a little bit further. ולכן לכתחיל את צורה קולות ולעזור לספל על כל משקיע שחמה. דווקא, תהנה שיגמע תפילוסו ועוד שלא תסקס על השמש בעינינו. אז הוא בכל שקיע. ומות לו לספל בזמן הביחידס, ונספל אחר כך מצילו. וואו! ובדיאב אני יוכל לסמוך על דסה מכיל לספל על אחר שקיע, אני רב השור קודם זה סקרחות. That's maximum. Now, where does that come from? Where does that come from? Where does that come from? Let's go a little bit further. Pose it with the image as a chakorah. The chatchil, the last 2 lines of the page. The vada in ma'achas, ma'mincha, achas shkir. Oshi nizor ma'osh, lo la'achas, so much says kachorah. And yet, Chazal said that you should be very careful. Now, but he also says, the Baal Mishnah Berurah, that you can't, this is not a ben ashmoshes between them, as we saw earlier. The ben ashmoshes could have a need the mincha no marif. It's a Mishnah Berurah pasuk. We're not sure this day or night. You gotta have a mincha before, you have a marif before the ben ashmoshes, marif after ben ashmoshes. It seems to me, no. The way they're building the Gaon, understood the Ramah, and Rabbi Natan, you can dive in mincha to tzeset v'chomim mamish. 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 Why can you dive in mincha then? Because strictly speaking, what's mincha? Mincha is connected a varma pidaron. A varma pidaron is all night. Why can you dive in mincha all night? So my elder Zeta play a shua is a different question. Why can you dive in mariv 12:30 in the afternoon? A varma pidaron. The answer to both questions is, if Mishnah Tfilas Erev Eid Lo Kevin, which means there's no set time. It's a time when you can daven neither, no other tefillah. You can't daven shacharis. You can't daven mincha. You can daven marav. So although the shacharis every time for shacharis, can't daven marav anymore. When does my mincha end? It's my mincha end at shkia sachana beneath the rising. That's how we pass the halacha. So the minute you finish mincha, you can start marav. So you do an ashul every single day of the year. Then mincha marav one into the other. It's against the Mishnah Berurah. Because you can't have a mountain to taste the chavosh, it's not a lila. But I have a mefurish of Gaonim on my side, not stop. So this is the Mordechai Simen Tzadi that I asked him. Look at Mordechai Simen Tzadi. Pay test, we saw already yesterday. That was the day before. Now I see Mordechai Simen Tzadi. Critical source. I think it proves that I'm correct. Simen Tzadi, look what it says. Towards the end of Tzadi. Also, a high goal can't get harder than that, right? Shazelayel also Rabbi Yosef b'shem Spal Shemot v'Shabbos b'Shabbos on the mitzvah. Well, there's a curfew, the blasphemy and a curfew. We did it then. Al b'shlod v'mitzvah ain't royal the spal. Okay, mishkan nago all the spal mincha b'shkia sachama. Ain't all the spal arvis ella b'shkia sachama v'yelah. Mashma, it's a high goal to the Mordechai. B'shkia sachama yochel spalim. Yeah, I'll tell you. You know what it is? Because the minute that's my mincha ends, my marriage starts automatically. Ain't look ever. But it's against the Mishnah Berurah. Ain't look ever. Perhaps the Sharatzion agrees in principle. Sharatzion is the one who says at the bottom, you have to wait up in a shvosh, which is neither nor. Take a look. Where is it? Yudches. Yesh b'neir is not b'neir shmoshes. V'l'das ha'gro ma'asa tzedek al v'chashkiyah. You can't have a marv until after b'neir shmoshes is over. Not correct, but he is right. He can't have a marv as soon as it's over. Maybe the Mishnah Berurah is in principle that as soon as Laila begins, you can have a marv, but it's a suffix. So you can't have a mincha because maybe it's night, you can't have a marv because maybe it's day. But if I'm right, it's not true. You could have a marv even in the daytime. Play a shuas kasha. The only reason you can't is because it's my mincha. The minute my mincha lapses, my marv begins, even if not considered to be lila. That's one possibility. Or another thing which I'm not happy with, the Mishnah Berurah is willing to say the daven mincha until tesko chav or close to it. So chav aleph he writes as follows: v'nirali yom v'afilu das agroa v'agol v'mitzavri v'teicha v'hashkia u'bein hashmoshes mikol v'kol nucha lomad v'shas atchak soma das Rabbi Yossi v'sfilu d'adayin yom v'adayom atchener shirsim ha'elin v'vishul v'tachto v'lokor v'may davim v'brochus t'avtes k'dai Rabbi Shimon y'chodis v'mishas atchak look at Tosus is nitcha. No, Tosus is right. It's right. It doesn't prove Rabbi Yossi is right. It could be Rabbi Yehuda Shita, but the data Rabbi Yehuda Shita is the same, ends within half a minute. But Rabbi Yossi is terrifying. So therefore, I don't like this Sharatzion for a simple reason. According to me, if you're able to daven mincha b'shas atchak, it's not my environment. Which makes my daily minyan the whole year long no good. You have to have a cutoff point. I hate to be cruel and heartless, but I have to say that once the sun sets, you can't have a mincha, all in order to enable us to daven environment at that point every single day. But there has to be a set cutoff point. So that's what I think. Saint Cain, Nira, it's true, but we daven marv right away. You have to say Kriya Shema when you get home. Because that's Tetzik HaChavim yet. And we're losing out on the idea of Kriya Shema D'Oraisa Seder HaBrochas. As much as we like that, it's not such a big deal. I asked you the Rashi Shabbos, that if you're in the middle of a meal, and you know, it's the middle of the meal, so you know, the family's on the table, and you start in the Heter, you don't have to stop the daven marv. Just say Krishma Daraisa. The Rashba says, say Krishma Daraisa. And then later on, if you finish benching, you'll daven marv. Rabbeinu Shalom, what happened to Krishma Daraisa? I said, Rabbi Rochus. It says it's an important idea. We like it very much. But if it's more important that you finish a meal, Shalom Bayis, so it's also more important in our context that everyone should daven mincha marv together. She's going to take it all away and then going to come back to the same. For the same reason. Kain Nirali. But this is this Indian. What I have not yet done, and I hope to do it in Mitzvah, I hope to finish this on Sunday, but I may not, is to discuss two more things, which is, I believe strongly, actually three more things, I believe strongly you have to have a cutoff point, but so far we discussed the cutoff point of either Plaga Mincha, or what we call Shkia Zacham, right? The quarter of time, the Shakas Arya is correct, so the cutoff point is Tesek HaChavim, 72. I want to discuss on Sunday the possibility of another cutoff point, Shkia Shnia. We don't know too much about Shkia Shnia, we don't have any time next. Shkia Shnia, which means if you go into all the Chassidus and Shtibles, they say, Mincha, not later than, about an hour after the sunset. Like if I cut the Shtibles, then at 9 o'clock, I'll finish 9:15, which is the sunset's 8:25, so it won't be less than an hour, you know? Where'd that come? It's called Shnia Shnia. I'm going to try to maintain to you on Sunday. There are those who hold that's the cutoff point, and we'll have to discuss it in greater detail. We have to discuss Tata and Sassari in the rush. And finally, get back, whether it be Sunday or Monday, to Sugim Pesachim, about the gears of the Rabbeinu Hananel, and hopefully my mother will be totally finished with this. And Tuesday will start the totally new Sugim Pesachim. Okay. Hope so.